That is faith. I want to make sure that I get across to you the difference in this message before time gets completely away from me. The difference between faith and belief. Note that I said he does not fear you believing in Jesus. That's right. Satan does not even fear people believing in Jesus. In fact, the Bible says in James 2:19, we won't turn there, that even the demons believe. Even the demons believe. We have to understand the relationship between belief and faith. Now, there are some good books out on faith. One of the best that I've ever read, and I carry it, and I've read it many times, is called Christ the Healer. And he talks about faith in there. It has blessed my life so much. And another book, it's written, some of you are going to get real upset with me. It's written by a Malacca fella. He's half black, half white. But it's called How Faith Works. And man, he's got tremendous material in it. And he's got a tremendous example about it. And he gives this example. And I don't want to be guilty of robbing somebody else's illustrations and claiming it for my own. So it's not my illustration. But it's a very good illustration for me to give to you. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind me doing it. You take a quarter. A quarter has on it one side heads, and on the other side it has tails, right? A quarter is called legal tender, and it has power. The quarter has purchase power, and it's required by law for the merchant to accept that quarter as legal tender. Now, if you take that quarter, however, and you take a grinder and you grind off, say, the one side of it, the heads or the tail, doesn't make any difference. Now you have defaced the coin. And now the way the law is, when it comes to law of economics in our society, the merchant